What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For more details, go to the website sunshinefm.ws.
98.5 Sunshine FM. Some of Australia's best-loved music acts are banding together for the inaugural Hearing Aid Family Concert in Supreme Court Gardens on Sunday the 25th of March. The Ear Science Institute Australia, a not-for-profit organisation, will be using the money raised through the family event to fund vital medical research into ear and hearing disorders. The concert will feature over 4 hours of music from acts as diverse as The Rogue Traders, The Hooly Doolies, Courtney Murphy and Murphy's Law, and my guest this morning, Ross Wilson, who will be performing with his band, The Urban Legends. Ross, welcome to 98.5 Sunshine FM.
Thank you very much.
It's really hard to know where to start with someone like you because you've had such an amazing career so far and you don't seem to be slowing down, as well as keeping up a very busy schedule of solo work and playing with the Urban Legends. You're about to play reunion shows with Daddy Cool and Mondo Rock.
Yep.
When do you ever find time to rest?
That doesn't seem like I get much rest, but I am going away. We've made an effort. My wife and I are going to have 6 days away by ourselves in an exotic location, after which I'll be flying directly to Perth from that holiday. But we're not taking the kids along. As much as we love them, we've decided we need a few days to ourselves.
That sounds like a fair idea too.
Yeah.
Now, tell us about getting back together with Daddy Cool, because you've played shows every now and then. Is it good to get back together with the band?
Well, we never thought we'd play together again, but then, good causes have a way of pulling things together. And when the tsunami disaster happened, we thought we'd offer whatever power we still had to draw people along to that cause. And we reformed and played for the first time in public in about 30 years at the Meyer Music Bowl. And they taped and filmed that, and it eventually came out as a DVD. And that prompted us to do a few shows. And one thing led to another, and we even put out a new album last year. So it's very much a once-in-a-while thing, but it's a lot of fun when we do it. And the same thing happens with Mondo Rock. We were on given a berth on the Countdown Spectacular Tour, so we'd go and we played to about 100,000 people in the space of a couple of weeks, and now we're doing a show at the Crown Casino in Melbourne in the middle of April. So once in a while with those old bands is good fun, but I prefer to most of the time devote to my solo career, and that's what I'll be doing at the Hearing Aid concert, though you will hear Daddy Cool and Mondo Rock songs in their repertoire on that day.
I mean, it's interesting that if you were only known for a song like Eagle Rock, then that would probably be enough. It was such a smash hit, but you continue to come out with music that people know, and even music that people don't necessarily immediately associate with you, you've had a hand in writing or producing.
That's true. It's a funny thing, I can go out and play as Ross Wilson and people don't always sort of put it together that I was the same guy that, was and sometimes still is in Daddy Cool and then a completely different look and sound in Mondo Rock. And then I start playing those tunes and they go, wait a minute, he is that guy. He's the same guy. It's been a kind of try to get people to join the dots exercise.
No, they must think you're playing some covers.
Yeah, well, no, we played a show quite recently and I was playing some Daddy Cool material and the person came up to me after and said, oh, my friend was, I heard this woman, she was saying, gee, he sounds just like Daddy Cool. And they said, he is. That's the guy. And I go, really? So there you go.
I mean, you certainly have a great repertoire over the years of music that you've played and, as I say, stuff that you've written and produced. Who have you written for over the years?
Well, sometimes it's writing for, but usually it's writing with. And, for instance, Jimmy Barnes in the early 90s, he had a series of big hit albums, and I was fortunate enough to have songs that I'd either written for with him or given to him. And then there's John Farnham. Now, a lot of people think I wrote A Touch of Paradise for John Farnham, but it was actually written for Mondo Rock and recorded on one of our earlier albums. And he discovered the song. I think he'd heard us play it a couple of times and went on his big comeback album, Whispering Jack, and became a big hit in its own right. And quite frankly, I don't think A Touch of Paradise would be as well known if John hadn't done that, so I'm very grateful.
And, of course, you produced some great Skyhooks albums in the early days.
I did. I produced their first three albums, or as I like to say it, the ones with the hits on. And they did have a few other hits afterwards as well. But, yeah, that was a fantastic experience working with those guys. You know, I really felt like I was like the extra member of the group and sort of in a George Martin role as he was with the Beatles. And we worked very closely together and had a lot of success. And I was... you know, I feel as a producer I did contribute to their sound, so I think that's the one I hold in the highest regard of all the production work I've done.
Well, you certainly seem to have a wide range of musical influences and interests. I mean, everything from the sort of the daddy cool 50s style rock that you yeah. used to do and your own material during those days, right through to you do country music sometimes.
I did a country album. It's a typical thing of a rock musicians to want to do a country album somewhere along the line, and you can't please everybody with that. It's a funny position to put yourself in, because the rock people go, "Oh, he's wimping out," and the country people go, "Oh, not another rocker doing a country album." You know? But I'm very proud of that album. It's called Country and Wilson. And it came about because of my friends in the country music scene, some of who used to play in Mondo Rock, and I started to get invited along to the Tamworth Country Music Festival, and I've been there 8 out of the last 10 years, and it's I just love it, and I get to play with a lot of different musicians and great musicians that you know I wouldn't normally get to meet or play with, but there's the standard of playing in the Australian country music scene is very high indeed.
What was the plan in the early years? Did you think that you'd have a go at this music industry for a little while and then sort of move into something else, or did you always have in mind that this would be your lifelong career?
No, I don't think I consciously made any plans. It's always been just sort of, you know, one foot after the other, one step at a time. But I've just been very fortunate in that the interests that the things that interested me about music, when I interpreted them, other people seemed to like it too. So, you know, from my first band, I just put that together when I was at school, and that came out of an interest in, you know, early rhythm and blues, and then I learned how to write songs in a following group, and it finally all came together. I guess my interest in the blues and rock and roll and songwriting all came together in Daddy Cool, and from then on, I just, you know, like I said, whenever something interests me, I would follow it. That's why people say, like, well, why did you break up Daddy Cool? And I was satisfied with my investigations into like early rock and roll and doo-wop at that time. You know, they're just part of my interest. They're not the whole consuming thing. And they go, oh, you could have just kept that going forever. And I go, well, there's not much point. You know, you don't discover anything new. And I've always wanted to kind of keep moving on. And I think when you hear new album that I'm preparing this year, you'll see what I mean, because it builds on everything that I've done, and yet it's different again.
You obviously still have a passion for the music and for playing it live and meeting the people that enjoy your music.
Well, I love playing live, and I'm really looking forward to this show because it's an all ages show, and one of the great things about those shows is that, you know, kids are allowed along, and instead of just playing pubs and clubs where adults only, because they're licensed, the kids are there. And now, the kids seem to really relate to what I do, and they always, you know, have a great time, jump around, and it always occurs to me, you know, that little kid down there, this could be probably the first real rock music he's heard, first rock show he's ever been to, and he'll remember me, hopefully, for the rest of his life, you know. It's wonderful to see them jumping around and moving, and that's my life's mission, really, is to get people up and get the blood circulating and have them, you know, get with the rhythm and forget about their troubles for a while and have a good time.
You've played with one of the greatest kids groups ever, with the Wiggles, haven't you?
The Wiggles, yeah. That was fantastic. And that came about by me having a couple of littlies myself for my second marriage. And they, of course, like every other kid, you discover that the Wiggles are the greatest babysitting machine that's ever been invented. So you start investing in Wiggle stuff, you know. And then I saw one of the videos they had, that they had all these guest people. They had like Tim Finn and Slim Dusty and Christine Arnoux, and they were singing songs from all around the world. And I thought, gee, my kids would love it if I was in one of those. So I I went to their website and sent them an email. And I said, Ross Wilson here, you know, anytime you want to make another one of those videos with guest stars, how about, you know, putting me on the list? And they immediately came back and said, oh, yeah, we got this idea. We'd love to play Eagle Rock with you, and you'll be King Mondo, and you're on the planet, rock star planet. And so I went, yeah, that sounds pretty good. Next thing I know, I'm going up to Sydney and reading dialogue for this animated feature they made called Space Dancing. You know, it's very funny. And I'm an animated character, and it's sort of like being in The Simpsons or something. You know, it's fantastic.
And what do your kids think when they look back at perhaps some of your older records, these big black vinyl things, and wonder, Dad, was that really you back then?
Yeah, there's a couple of... One of my kids in particular is interested in that, because I've got a big collection in my studio / office in the house, and they love pulling them out. And they love old rockabilly. You know, you put old rockabilly records on and they just go nuts. They think it's fantastic. So there's still that connection there.
Now, to this concert that, as I say, is coming up on the 25th of March, it's for helping people with hearing problems. And I guess that in your industry, you would see a lot of people who are battling with hearing issues.
Well, musicians. There are a few, you know. It's a work hazard, yeah. In general, I've survived pretty well. I mean, as you get older, your hearing can go a little bit, but I think for all the years I've put in playing in front of lead guitar amplifiers, I've done pretty well, you know. But, if we can help people to hear better, that's good, because then they can hear my music better.
That's it. The last thing you want is for people to be turning up and not being able to hear what's happening on stage.
Right.
I guess you're playing with a whole bunch of other people on the stage on the day. As I mentioned before, people like Rogue Traders, the Hooly Doolies will be there, the Flares, Courtney Murphy and Murphy's Law, also the Dave Mann Collective and a few others. It's going to be a fantastic show.
It's going to be a big day, yeah.
So you'll
like I said, I'll be flying in direct from Bali.
And you'll be rested and relaxed and absolutely
and
ready.
Yeah, I'll be feeling good.
Well, Ross, it's been a delight to talk to you today, catching up with a true legend of Aussie rock, and just keep on doing what you're doing. And we're looking forward to that new album coming out, and especially looking forward to this concert coming up.
Yeah, looking forward to it myself. See you there.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, via the website sunshinefm.ws. All material is subject to copyright.